From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Hey, Anthony Kiedis, put a sock on this. I'm a red-hot Billy Pepper. I'm Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. We have got a really interesting show for you today. Let me explain why. Back in December on this show, we were talking about the upcoming Olympics, and our very own Paula Poundstone had an opinion about cross-country skiing. Here she is from back in December.
I did happen to watch some the last Winter Olympics, and, you know, all the Nordic women were, because that's how they go get their bread and stuff, for heaven's sakes. You know?
But, reindeer, you know, steaks.
The U.S. women were, like, way back. They were texting each other. They weren't really even trying.
Well, that opinion was noticed by the U.S. women's cross-country ski team. And might, in fact, have had something to do with their winning the first ever U.S. gold medal in Nordic skiing. So, later on, we are going to be joined by Olympic champion skier Jessie Diggins, presumably so she can thank Paula personally.
I'm going to have to go.
But first, we know what inspires you is the chance to win one of us on your voicemail. So give us a call. The number is 1-888. Wait, wait. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Kelsey calling in from Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, how are things in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn is great. We're about to get hit with a cyclone, but I think we're all hunkered down, ready to experience it.
Well, you're Brooklyn. You enjoy cyclones. That's a terrible joke, and I'm sorry for it. What do you do there?
I'm a science teacher at a middle school here in Brooklyn.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. Well, welcome to the show, Kelsey. Let me introduce you to our panel. First up, it's a feature writer for the Washington Post style section. It's Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, Roxanne.
Next, it's the host of the public radio variety show Livewire. It's Luke Burbank.
Hey, Kelsey.
Hi, Luke.
Next, it's the comedian who'll be performing at the Paramount Theater in Austin, Texas on April 6th. It's Paula Poundstone.
Hi, Paula.
Hey, Kelsey.
Kelsey, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win our prize, the voice of anyone on our show, on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
Absolutely, Peter.
All right, Kelsey, here we go. Your first quote is from former Marine General John Kelly.
I did something wrong, and God punished me, I guess.
That was Mr. Kelly suggesting that God punished him by making him work where?
At the White House?
Yes, indeed, at the White House. He made that comment speaking to his former colleagues at the Department of Homeland Security. As bad as it might be for General Kelly right now in the West Wing, it's going to get worse because at this rate, he will soon be the only one left. That means he will have to do everything from recording Fox and Friends in the morning to gently removing the quarter pounder wrapper from the president's chest at night. Being so careful not to wake him. No, it's true. People are leaving this White House like ships fleeing a sinking rat. Hope Hicks, the press aide who Donald Trump reputedly thought of as a daughter, which wouldn't be at all creepy if it wasn't him saying that, announced she was leaving this week. It was a day after she admitted to a House committee that she, quote, told white lies for the president. You know, harmless things. Like, things like, good job, Mr. President. You look great, Mr. President. Oh, wow, Mr. President, I guess you beat me in Candyland again.
You know, eventually, every one of us is going to have to be White House communications director.
Yeah, we'll all cycle through it.
I want to know what the hell Sarah Sanders did in a previous life to deserve this. Did just the look on her face as she is up there day after day trying to, again, she signed up for this, but on some level I feel kind of bad for her just because it is an impossible task to do that job.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel bad for her. I think it's an opportunity for her to try different eye makeup each day. Looks like she's wearing a felt board on her eyelids.
Now, Hope Hicks might be followed out the door of the West Wing by Jared Kushner. He finally lost his security clearance this week. And the Washington Post reported that officials in the four foreign countries that he's supposed to be in charge of, they were overheard by our intelligence agencies talking about how they could take advantage of Kushner's, quote, naivete. To which Kushner said, quote, oh, is that a French word? Am I in charge of Frenchland now, too? Jeez.
Does anyone know what he is now allowed to look at? Is it like USA Today?
Pretty much.
Is it the level of security clearance? He can step out of the hotel room, pick up a USA Today, read half of it.
Yeah.
Anything more than that.
He's still there, right?
Yeah, he is.
So they're passing around information. They go, not you. And then they just...
Right. So he's
and
lost
he sort of tries to peer over the shoulders. Jared, no.
Kelsey, here is your next quote.
It's a good thing if he's a good official. It's a bad thing if he's not good official.
That was a citizen in China talking about whose decision to stay in office for life.
Xi Jinping?
Yes, President Xi of China. Yes, President Xi Jinping has changed the laws of China so that he can be president for life. This is terrific news. Remember the last time China had a dictator, everybody got a cute little red book. China has been moving slowly and slowly toward more freedom, especially economically, and this seems like a big step backwards. For example, just as he made that announcement that he'd be president for life, the Chinese government banned certain words on the internet, including the words disagree, shameless, lifelong, personality cult, and this is true, they banned for a period of time the letter N. So everybody in China is ordering from Amazon Prime. It's terrible.
Why did they ban the letter N?
Well, nobody knows. Maybe she was playing Scrabble with somebody and he was about to do bananas and triple word score. We don't know.
That's just so crazy. I mean, in all the dictatorships over all the years, and surely there's been some weird stuff, but has anybody ever banned a letter?
I know. Well, it's been done now by Xi Jinping, President of China. All right, here is your last quote.
Send in the clones.
That was Barbara Streisand talking about the big news she made this week when it was revealed that she had cloned her what?
Her dog.
That's right, she had cloned her dog. In an interview with Variety, Barbara Streisand revealed that she'd had her beloved dog Samantha cloned twice. Streisand said she'd wanted to do it because she's played a lot of roles in her career, but it was time to finally play God.
I didn't even know that could be done.
It can.
I thought with Dolly the sheep, it didn't go, like Dolly didn't live, did
it?
No,
Dolly was fine. That's why Dolly became famous, because it was successful cloning.
Oh, but eventually Dolly died, right?
Well, all sheep die.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. So, but it's... Also,
yeah, that's
the
creepy.
Clone dogs aren't, they may look like them, but they still have their own personalities.
Do they have their own
personalities? They do. Well,
because it's nature and nurture, right?
Well, yeah.
So Barbara Streisand's probably different with this dog than she was with the other dog, and then the dog grows up differently.
Right.
That's what happened with my kids. They grew up differently.
Exactly. Precisely right.
One I fed seems healthy.
Yeah. Bill, how did Kelsey do in our quiz?
Kelsey got a science lesson tonight, didn't you, Kelsey? 3-0. She got them all right, too.
Wow.
Thank you. Good job, Kelsey.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You too.